May 17, 1938. How the soul is voice, singing, hands to play, while the body is the organ. How the divine will wants the smallest acts to let its sun rise. The sowing of the sun on the earth. Sowing of the divine will. The marriage that God is preparing with his truths. Continuing my flight in the divine volition, I feel it invading me inside and outside, to take its royal place in my smallest acts as well as in the natural ones, and maybe even in my little trifles. If it didn't do so, it could not reign in fullness within the creature. Now, my dear Jesus, repeating his short little visit, all goodness said, my daughter, everything came out of ourselves and was shaped by our creative hands, both the soul and the body. Both of them must be ours. In fact, we made the body as the organ, and each act done in the divine will was to form one key. It had to contain many notes and concerts of music, all different from one another. The soul, in union with the body, was supposed to be voice and song. By playing those keys, it was to create the most beautiful melodies. Now, an organ without a player is like a dead body. It's not fun, neither does it attract anyone. On the other hand, one who is good at music cannot exercise his art as a musician, if he doesn't have an instrument to play. Therefore, a living someone who speaks and moves is needed to create beautiful music. But the instrument is necessary too, with its keys, notes and so on. Both of them are necessary. Such are the soul and the body. There's such harmony, order and union, that one cannot do without the other. So, be attentive. I watch your steps, your words, the movements of your pupils, your tiniest acts, in order for my will to have its life, its place. We don't care whether the act is natural or spiritual, big or small, but we watch attentively to see whether all is ours, whether our will made arise at sun of light, sanctity and love. We use even the most insignificant act to make the most prodigious wonders, forming the most beautiful scenes to keep us all amused. Didn't we form the marvelous enchantment of the whole creation from nothing? Wasn't it from nothing that we created so many harmonies up to our very image, in the creation of man? My daughter, if creation had to give us only what is spiritual, that would have been very little. Instead, by giving us also its natural acts, it can always give. We can be in continuous relation and our bond never breaks. More so, since the small things, breathing, moving, helping oneself in little personal things, are always available and within reach. Available for the little and the great, for the ignorant and the learned, and they never end. If these little things are done to love us, they form in themselves the life of the divine will. Our victory and triumph, the ultimate purpose of the creation. See, then, how easy it is to live in our will? The creature doesn't have to do new things, but just what she always does. That is to say, to live her life as we gave it, but in our will. Fiat. After this, my Jesus continued, my daughter, every day the sun gives light, heat, sweetness, fragrances, color, fecundity and different flavors, and with this, it embellishes the earth. By just touching with its light and molding with its heat, it fecundates the plants and the whole of nature. It sweetens the fruits and gives a variety of colors and fragrances to flowers, forming a sweet enchantment for human generations. The same thing happens with my will that, immensely exceeding the sowing of the sun, sows light, love, varieties of beauty and sanctity in the one who lives in it. It gives to each seed a divine fecundity. Oh, how beautiful it is to see this embellished creature, fecundated by our divine sowing. How special she is, forming the enchantment of our divine pupils. Now, my daughter, in order to receive the sowing of the sun, the earth, the flowers and the plants must let themselves be touched by its light and heat, otherwise the sun would remain at the height of its sphere, not being able to sow in the earth. The earth would remain sterile, without fecundity and beauty, since union and agreement from both sides are needed to give and receive any good. Without these, one cannot give and the other cannot receive. In the same way, in order for the soul to receive the sowing of my will, she has to live in it, being always united with perfect agreement. She must let herself be molded in order to receive a new fecund life. Otherwise, as with the sun, my will doesn't sow and the creature remains sterile without beauty and the darkness of her human will. This is why I want the creature to live in my will. Furthermore, I myself become the farmer in charge of the sowing. I make sure it doesn't get wasted, in order to produce the most various beauties. Then he added with more loving tenderness, "My good daughter, my love wants to be tied more and more to the creature, and the more truths it manifests regarding my will, the more bonds I put between God and herself. In manifesting the truth, my love is preparing the marriage between God and the soul. The more it manifests, the more pomp and magnificence this marriage will have. Would you like to know what happens then? My truths will be like the dowry needed in order to marry God. To get to know the one who lowers himself and even ties himself only for love in the bond of marriage. My truths touch the creature over and over. They mold her to new life. They return her to the beauty of our image and resemblance from the time she was created, and impress on her their kiss of inseparable union. Just one of our truths can make a sea of prodigies and divine creations in the soul who has the goodness to listen to it. One truth can turn a perverted world into a good and holy one, because it is one of our lives, exposed for the good of all. It is a new sun that we raise in created intellects. A sun that will let itself be known through its light and heat, turning into light and heat whoever wants to listen. Therefore, hiding a truth that we give from our paternal womb, with so much love, is the greatest crime. It deprives human generations of the greatest good. Further, one who lives in our will, by marrying us, makes a feast for all saints. All of them participate in this divine wedding and, because of it, they have their own party in heaven and another one on earth. Each act the creature does in our will is a feast, a table sumptuously decked for the heavenly regions. In return, the saints give new gifts. They beseech the Lord to manifest more truths to the soul, to broaden more and more the boundaries of the dowry that God gave to her.